Blog Talk Radio. he was on. It's 3 days. So from what John was at, it takes 3 days to get to where he had to get to, right? Go ahead.
Verse 4 reads, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
But Jonah got there in a day's journey. A day's what?
And Jonah the city began to enter into the city a day's journey.
Day's journey. So it took Jonah one day to get there, but the average man, it takes how many days?
Three.
So what was going on?
He moved fast.
He was doing what?
He
was doing what?
He moved quickly
because Yahweh told him to do what? Get over there and drop a word in Nineveh. It takes 3 days to get there. It took him. So what was he doing? He was moving fast. Because when it, oh wow, it come down to Yahweh's bidding, what he gonna be doing? Moving fast. You want the blessing of Yahweh, then you put the urgency behind it, Brother Johnson. You move quick. You're the first one in class and the last one to leave. Then when you sitting there, like, I'm praying for everybody, then Yahweh will hear you. Because he's seeing your works. So now, the king looked out there and seen the Levites, right? He said, look here. You go out there and you find Judah and get that money out of Judah's pocket. And he told him, do what in that verse again? No, Ma, what did he tell him to do? And do what? What did he tell him to do? Okay, before that, what did he tell him to do? What else did he say in that verse? You had to worry right off the top now, okay, you your mind on what's
left.
I thought you were there. Out there, Bob McCarthy, work with it. You read the word in grand style. Chronicle. Give him some miles so he can keep up with them when we leave something to go back. That's about that, Bob McCarthy.
Working with
it. So we want to make sure we understand what he's saying. He said, I'm from the tribe of Judah. Let's just get his mind in on the rest. Back to 24 verse 5. Four. Read verse 4 again. Yeah, make sure you got markers to keep him up in the case to leave and come back. And make sure you help him come back. Now read again. And bless me that we clear we just not reading about the verses. You know what's going on by being from the tribe of Judah. Now, being from the tribe of Judah, you got to know what's going on.
Second Chronicles, chapter
24, verse 4.
What does it say? And it came to pass after this that Joash was
mine
to repair the temple of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So Yahweh put a spirit on him to look around the temple and see that it needed some what?
Repairs.
Go ahead.
And he kept it together the priest.
And he went and got the one at the charge over the temple.
And the Levites. And said to them.
What is that?
Go out.
Go out to the city. Not go up to heaven. Don't go up to heaven now. Go out to the cities of Judah. Huh?
And gather of all Israel money.
And go find Judah and then tell Judah to give him what? How much money that we can read that they would want from Judah? Now you gotta read it first. Be quick to talk. Let's bag up our title and find out how much money. Let's run to the book of Genesis and find out how much money. Bible tell you everything. See, it ain't nothing that you don't know that the Bible would tell everything. You ain't got to think outside of nothing but the scripture.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see how much money that he was wanting from Judah. Every single individual. We're going to read it out of the Bible so we can be clear. Because it wasn't no give up all the money. We're going to read exactly what to be given up that we can read. Let's start 28, verse 22 of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Verse 22 reads.
What it reads.
And this stone. Which I set for a pillar.
This stone that I set for a pillar.
Should be Yahweh's temple.
Should be Yahweh's temple.
And of all. That you should give me.
Everything that you should give me.
I will surely give the tenth unto you.
Know what he said, Johnson? So whatever Yahweh give to him, is that what you read? So the Levites were out there to find Judah. They were looking for all their money, wasn't they? They were looking for a tenth of that money. Is that what you're looking for? Back up one verse.
All right, verse 21, Genesis chapter 28, verse 21 read. So that I will come again into my father's house in peace.
Yeah. So he said, look, I want to come again in my father's house in peace.
Then should Yahweh be my Yahweh.
Then he be my Yahweh. See? So everything, when you got Yahweh right, then he your Yahweh. But you doing your own thing. You just out there just reading a bunch of books, like you say, praying for everybody. You just doing your own thing. So you got to do some Yahweh thing. So how much Yahweh is required out of you all, but Jay?
One tenth.
Is that what he's saying? Is that what we're reading? So now you don't go and say, he's saying give all. He didn't tell you give all. What did he tell you to do? All right, let's go to Leviticus. We're going to Leviticus now. Because I'm meeting you where you at. I'm meeting you where you at. But you got to be clear, because I want to make sure you say you're from the tribe of Judah, and I believe it. But now you got to understand the requirement of Judah. Now, once you know the requirements of Judah, and you want your prayers to be answered, then you do what Judah told me to do. Then you say, well, look at y'all, well, I'm doing everything you tell me to do. What lack I lack? He said, okay, well, you're doing everything, but you have a couple more things you need to do. Well, matter of fact, before I read the 30th chapter, I'm going to read it anyway. I'm going to read the 30th chapter of Leviticus. I want to tie something in. In the 30th chapter, I want to see, was that continued on down the line? But no, I want to get it over here and find out what this tenth is. Let's see what it is. In Leviticus chapter 27, verse 1, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And keep up with Brother Jay Israel over there. Make sure he's keeping that book, because I can tell where he's turning pages. He's starting to have a big dog over there. 27 verse 1.
I Leviticus, of the first five books, chapter 27, verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So who's doing the talking?
Yahweh.
Get down to verse 30.
Verse 30 reads. And all the tithes, the money, the arms.
All the tithes, the money, the arms. Tithes.
That's right.
Now, what is a tithe again? A tenth.
Hallelujah.
A tithe means a tenth. That's what the word tithe means, tenth. What does it say?
Of the land.
Rather
of the seed.
Whatever it is, go ahead.
or of the fruit of the tree. It is Yahuwah.
But who is it?
It is Yahuwah.
It is Yahuwah.
Yes.
So now this was Yahuwah told Moses to tell the people. He was telling that whatever the tent is, whatever you get a tent on, it belongs to Yahuwah. Not the Yahuwah person is going to come down and get it from you. You're going to get it from him. No, he's telling Moses, tell the children, whatever you got in your hand, whatever you did, whatever business you did, a tenth of that, you pull that out. Is that what we read, Brother James? You pull a tenth out of that. Go ahead and read.
It is righteous, pure to Yahuwah.
It is righteous, pure to who?
That's to Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 31 read, if a man's will at all redeem off of his tithes, his money, his arms, he should add thereto the fifth part.
He say if he got catching some amnesia about his tithes, his 10%, he said when you do come to your mind, pay up, put another fifth part to it. I bet that'll spread your head up. He said when you forget to pay your tithes, yeah, I'll tell you what to do. And if it comes to your mind, then add a fifth part more to it. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
What else he saying?
There was verse 32, and concerning the tithe of the money, of the herd, or of the flock, even though whatsoever passes under the rod.
Watch it now.
The tenth should be righteous, pure unto Yahuwah.
A tenth is going to be what?
Righteous.
To who?
Unto Yahuwah.
So whatever you're doing, I tell you, snatch the chain. Not that you remember your grandmother back in the day, I thought they were going to the pagan churches. I remember one of my grandmothers, she used to take her tithe money and wrap it in a stocking and put it in a ball in the pool. Anybody? What am I talking about? All these young bucks right here. So they'll put their money they're gonna take to that preacher on Sunday. They put it right into that stocking and wrap it around in a ball. They don't care what I've got. Got to take a tenth out and get it to that preacher. See that? But they were doing fathers. See it? But they knew to take a tenth out of it and wrap it in their stocking, and when they went to church on Sunday, they gave that preacher that tenth. See it? Because if you forget about getting your tenth, what did that do? Now, what did that do? Now, see, you're just doing some talking. See, you want to hear your boys talking. Okay, you're talking that. Add a fifth part to it. So if you forget about your 10% tithe, then add a fifth part to it when you come to your mind. What would he say? Read verse 31 again. Let's see what the Bible says. Come on, Brother Titus, read.
Leviticus chapter 27, verse 31 read.
Mm-hmm.
And if a man were at all redeemed off of his tithes, his money, his arms.
Yeah.
He should add thereto the fifth part.
He should add onto it a fifth part. Now it's 15%. That'll get your attention on it. Will you? Now, read verse 34.
All right, verse 34. Read. These are the Torah instructions.
These are the what?
These are the Torah instructions.
Go ahead.
Which Yahuwah commanded Moses for the children of Israel and Mount Sinai.
This was the Torah instruction that he commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel.
Right.
Is that what we're reading? He commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel, whatever you're doing, put a tenth out. If you get some amnesia, add a fifth part to it. Is we reading that or not? All right. Let's go see this thing change in the new book. Let's go all the way over to the book. I ain't forgot about this, Sister James. Coming back to that in a minute. But I'm going to go to the new book and see if anything changed in the book of Hebrew. Either a polluted title or Hebrew. I won't know that anything changed. Boy, that was on the left side of the book. I won't know that anything changed by going to the right side of the book. We're going to the seventh chapter. You don't see anything change. We're going to the seventh chapter, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to pick up, give me two lines in verse 2.
Right. Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 7.
Make sure Brother Jay is reading, following along. You there?
Yeah. First two lines. All right, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
So he reminded the children of Israel on the right side of the book what Abraham did. Now, if you agree in Abraham, then tell me so. To whom Abraham gave a tenth part of all, right? Let's find out what Abraham gave a tenth part of all. What is that called by going back to the 18th chapter of Genesis? And let's see what that means. Let's see what Abraham gave a tenth. Now, if you agree in Abraham, then more power to you. We go on to the 14th chapter, and let's find out exactly what is the tenth that Abraham gave of all. We go on to the 18th chapter. I mean, the 14th chapter, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And I'll pick up at verse number 18. Let's see what he did.
We go on to the first book of the
Heaven now, Brother Micaiah, work with me.
Yeah, he's there right now.
Yeah, he's here right now. Whoa. Peep at him. Help him get Genesis. 14, 18. Now we're going to see what this 10th is that we'll find what the 10th is.
All right.
Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, read.
What?
And Melchizedek polluted word for Yahweh the son.
Yes.
King of Salem. Brought forth bread.
Work with him, Double Kai. Work with him.
Okay. Yeah. Yahweh. Okay. Brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High Yahweh.
Wow.
Verse 19.
Yeah.
And he blessed him.
And he blessed him. So he blessed Abram.
Yeah. Yeah. Says, Blessed be Abram. Of the Most High Yahweh. Yes. Possessor of heaven and earth. Yahweh. Verse 20.
20.
And blessed be the Most High Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
which shall deliver your enemies into your hands.
Now the priest told him, hey, you know, Abraham, now you know the Most High will deliver your enemies into your hands, right? So he reminded Abram exactly what will happen, although he don't beat yourself with your 300 men you had. I'm the one that delivered you with some 300 men you got. Right?
Yahweh.
What happened next?
And he gave them tithes of all.
And what did Abraham give to the priest? And what was the tithe? A tenth of all.
Yahweh.
You see that? So you see how it works? You see, look here. Your blessing came from me. Now what do I got coming? And what did Abraham do? Or what?
Of everything.
Everything he had, he made sure that the priest had a tenth of it. This we reading this or not? That's why we in condition. That's why we all out of pocket right now, but we don't follow no book. We follow all the emotions. So what did Abraham do? Yeah, you read like this pillow talk.
Abraham gave a tenth of all the meal Jesus
had. Which is included for Yahweh the Son.
Mm-hmm.
So now if it was done away with, now go to Brother Jay, run to 15 verse 4. 15 verse 4 of Romans. Yeah, let's see what it says in 15, verse 4, a woman. Back to her sister, Jay, over there in 10, verse 11, the 1 Corinthians. Let's go back to back. What did it read?
Romans 15:4.
What? What did it read?
For whatsoever things are written
aforetime. Aforetime means
Genesis,
right?
Absolutely.
Let's see.
Are written. For our learning.
Oh, so it's not done away with.
Then we...
Go ahead.
Through patience. And comfort.
And your comfort.
Of the scripture.
You got hope when you get caught. When you go back and see exactly what your forefathers did, and you do the same thing they did, that's how you get your hope through the scripture and comfort.
Yeah, what?
Now, if that's not on your mind, then that make you a St. John 10:1, Brother Mackay. St. John 10:1. So it's just supposed to give you comfort and hope. And you don't be a 10:1 or first St. John 10:1. What does it say?
St. John chapter 10, verse 1.
What it read?
Verse 1 read.
What?
Truly. Truly, I say unto you.
What?
He that entered not by the door into the sheepfold.
Uh-huh.
But climbed up some other way.
Well, I'm gonna do my 10% of my tithe some other way. Go ahead.
The same is a thief and a robber.
What are they?
A thief and a robber.
When you want to do it the way you want to do it, what do y'all probably say you are?
A thief and a robber.
A thief and a robber. I'm gonna do it my way. And what is your way? Well, I'm going to make sure my tithe go to Yahweh. How you get it to him? I'm going to heaven and get it to him. Oh, is he coming down to you? So that make you a what? According to 10:1.
A thief and a rock.
A thief and a rock. Skip down to verse 10.
Verse 10. The thief come not, but for to steal.
The thief come only to do what?
To steal.
Steal.
To kill.
Kill.
And to destroy.
And to destroy.
I am come that I might have life.
Mm-hmm.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
And always you have abundance, you got to remember what was said. Hey, come on, Brother Jay, read it again. And 15 verse 4. Only way you have life, you got to have a 15 verse, 15 verse 4. Look what it said in 15 verse 4. 15 verse 4. How you have all this here? 15 verse 4.
15 verse 4.
What child you say you from? Okay, good.
15:4 For whatsoever
things
were written aforetime.
Yeah.
Were written for our learning.
So whatever we read on that left side of the book, it's for our what?
For our learning.
It's not done away with. Go ahead.
That we through patience and comfort.
We through patience and comfort.
Of the scripture.
Oh! Where we get our patience from?
Scripture.
Where we get our comfort from?
Scripture.
The scripture. Go ahead.
Might have hope.
That's where you get your hope from. And all you got to do is examine yourself. Is you lying with the scripture, or are you just reading a bunch of Bible? You got to lie with the scripture, and that will give you what? Comfort and hope. Through the scripture. Is that what we're reading? Come on, Sister Jay.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
What did it say?
Verse 11 reads, now all these things happen unto them for
admonition.
Admonition. And they are written for our abomination.
No. They're written for our abomination.
They're written for our
Admonition.
Upon whom the ends of the world are
come. So even by abomination. Now read it again.
Now all these things happen unto them for admonition.
For admonition.
And they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
So every time we read on this side of the book, it's for our what?
Admonition.
It's for admonition. You know yourself. I keep on catching these guys coming in my backyard. I'm gonna get my ammunition in my gun, waiting on them. Huh? I'm gonna teach them a lesson. I'm gonna get my ammunition going in my gun. Right? So that was saying, I'm gonna get ready for them and put some ammunition on them. So everything that's written on the left side of the book is not done away with. It's for your ammunition to get in line with this man before that dreadful day comes. Didn't we read that? We read that over there in Zephaniah, that verse 2 then. Now, let's come back to that in Hebrew again. So now be clear. Now here's Paul addressing everybody that's in Southern Kingdom. Thousands of years later. And who did he bring up thousand years later again? Who was reading that verse?
I was.
Now look, how many thousand years is this? It's five. This is about over 2,000 plus years. So he going back to quote stuff that's 2,000-3,000 years old. Is that right? Now what he saying? Two lines.
Hebrews through the word for evil, chapter 7, verse 2, read.
What do you read?
Whom also? Abraham. Gave a tenth part of all.
Abraham gave a tenth part to all. So why is he reminding him something happened 2,000-3,000 years ago? Why? Let's go to Daniel and find out why. Let's go find out why in the book of Daniel. Why is he reminding them what's going on 2,000-3,000 years ago? Let's go to Daniel and find out. We're going to Daniel chapter 10. We're going to find out why is he reminding 2,000-3,000 years later the people of Southern Kingdom. That's why I asked you, what tribe are you from? You said Judah. Okay, good. So now, let's see what he was reminding them of 2,000-3,000 years later about what's going on in Abraham. 10:21. Come on, Brother
Titus. The book of Daniel is here, chapter 10. Verse 21.
Listen good.
Read.
What?
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
So the scriptures is what?
Truth.
That is the truth. So I'm going to show you what the truth is. So he said, pertaining to all this, I'm going to show you what the truth is. The truth is that we're going to get right with Yahuwah, we got to remember what our forefathers did in Yahuwah. That's what he's telling the ones in the Southern Kingdom. That is the truth. He went all the way back to Abraham. He went all the way back to Jacob. He went all the way back to Isaac and see what they did, but you know what to do today. See? That's what they did. Went all the way back. Let's go back to Hebrews again. Now let's see what we can read. We're going to Hebrews chapter, what we at now?
Chapter 7.
So now let's get down to verse number 9 and 10. Listen to this. Verse 9 and 10.
Hebrews, through the word for Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 9 and 10.
Uh-huh.
And as I may so say. Levi also, who received tithe money.
Levi also received tithe, which is a 10%.
10% paid tithe in Abraham.
You mean Levi paid tithe in Abraham? That's over, again, 1,000 years again. Let's find what they try to tell us. Verse 10.
For he was yet in the loins.
They was yet in the loins.
Of his father.
Of his father.
We when Melchizedek asked for the word for y'all brought his son, Melchizedek.
So now you know who met Abraham back in the day. Now, how do you prove that Melchizedek is Yahweh's son? How do you prove it? By going to the 8th chapter of St. John and just read it. Now, you said Melchizedek met Abraham, right? Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did we read that?
Yes.
So how do you prove that in Scripture? Oh, you don't go to the 8th chapter of St. John. How do you prove that Melchizedek is Yahweh's son? See, how you prove it? You got to know the Scripture, how to precept your Bible. Let's find out how we know that. We go on and find out how we know that by going to the 8th chapter. We go on to the 8th chapter of St. John and find out how do we know this. Let's see how we do know this. 8th chapter, and we'll pick it at verse number 53 by Brother Titus.
All right, righteous John, chapter 8, verse 53, read.
Mm-hmm.
Are you greater than our father Abraham?
He said, hey, Yahweh the son, are you greater than our father Abraham?
Which is dead?
What is it?
Dead.
Yes.
Yeah. And the seers are dead. Who spakest you yourself?
He said, who, what are you talking about yourself? Now, I'm going to try all this in a minute. I'm tired of all, man. But anything come up and somebody think they got an aha and something, and, you know, that opened up for some more lessons to show you exactly what the man's saying. Go ahead and read.
Verse 54, read.
What it read?
Yahweh the son answered.
Y'all,
if I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
My honor is nothing.
It is my father that honors me.
It's my father that honors me.
Well, whom you say, that he is your Yahweh.
Yeah, you say he's your Yahweh.
Verse 55. Yet ye have not known him.
You don't know this man.
But I know him.
But I know him.
And if I should say I know him not,
yeah,
I should be a liar like unto you.
Go ahead.
But I know him. And keep his saying.
And I keep his saying.
Yes. 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
And he saw it.
And he saw it.
And was glad.
And he was glad.
Yahweh. 57.
Yeah.
Then said Yada, little word for Judah, unto him.
What?
You are not yet 50 years old.
He said, man, you ain't even 50 years old.
And has you seen Abraham?
And you seen Abraham? What did he say?
58.
What?
Yahweh the son said unto them.
And Yahweh the son said unto them.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
Before Abraham was, I am.
Before it was Abraham, I was around. So this male of Chesedek that was met was who?
Yahweh
the son. So that was the male of Chesedek was back there.
That's
when
right.
Male Chesedek met him. Mm-hmm. That male of Chesedek is polluted for Yahweh the son. That's who met him.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh the son, the king of Salem.
Mm-hmm.
That's who met him, the king of Salem met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew one thing. He just came up with a deal somewhere, and he showed up for one reason. He showed up for one reason. Because if you cut a deal, he knows 10% goes to the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he showed up. And all that's example before your learning.
Mm-hmm.
When he showed up, Abraham knew then and there that whatever deal you cut, where is my 10% at? You see that? You just got through cutting the deal. Now, where is my cut? And how much my cut is? You see that? Now let's go to the 5th chapter. Let's see when you ignore these things, what'll happen in Acts chapter 5. Now, you going to ignore the deal, and that's why Abram and Paul them were bringing everything back to the temple, all back to them. You know, if you cut a deal, pull out 10%. So also they knew the information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to Acts chapter 5 and see here go a real estate broker. One of them tycoons, one of them, you know, good real estate ones. Cut good deals, whatever you call it. So now here go on in Acts chapter 5. Now we know that you know the rules and regulations. And once you know the rules and regulations, look what it says in our Titus and 9:41 of St. John. Now when you know these things, now let's even say it in 9:40 and 41. Now once you know these things, let's see what he got written that we can read. Make sure, but Jay there, right there. Now, when you know all this, what you're hearing now, you know it already. Let's see what he says in 9, verse 40.
John chapter 9, verse 40 reads, and some of the Pharisees, which were with him, heard these words.
So some of the Pharisees heard. Some people here, they heard, they were listening. Hey, Brother Jay, they were listening to what he was saying.
And said it to him.
What did he say?
Are we blind also?
Are we blind also? Go ahead.
Verse 41.
What?
Read. Yahweh the Son said it to death.
And Yahweh said unto them.
If you were blind, you should have no sin.
You ain't got no sin if you don't know that you don't sit around on your coffee table on the Sabbath day and just peep out the window. You don't know it. That's why you did it, right, brother? You didn't know it. But watch this.
But now you say, we see.
But now you say, you see. I mean, you know. But now you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But now you know it'll go like that, right?
Go ahead. Therefore, your sin remains.
9 o'clock starts ticking on. Because you know. Once you know. So once you know and you chose not to do it the way Yahweh, that's when your clock starts ticking. Oh, I know. Okay, good. Now your clock starts ticking. When you know you're not following the rules and regulations of that Bible, that's when your clock starts ticking. See? You say you know. I know the Sabbath day I'm supposed to be in class. I know that. I know I'm going to call him by his true name, YHWH, every time I see the word Lord, God, and Jesus. I know this. I know I'm going to put out a 10% with a deal I cut. I know this. But he said, you know it now? Guess what? When you don't apply it, that's when your sins remain.
Mm-hmm.
See that? You hear what he's saying? Now we're going to get a case in point. 11 chapter 5 verse 1. We're going to get a case in point. Acts chapter 5 verse 1.
All right, the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 1 read.
What it read?
But a certain man named Ananias.
A certain man named was Ananias.
Was Sapphira, his wife. Sold a possession.
And they sold a possession. So now, what was the reason that Melchizedek, which is proof of Yahweh the Son, he showed up on Abraham, because Abraham just got through making a great slaughter, didn't he? Didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So the priest showed up for what reason?
For them
tithes. For them 10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he showed up. And Abraham no then and there. And Paul is reminding them about Abraham. We went to the temple, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's reminding them what Abraham did. So now, this tycoon, which is a real estate man, he went out there and cut a great deal out there in the world, didn't he?
Yeah.
He cut a great deal. And what's the rules when you cut a great deal? You're supposed to do what? Let's see what he did in 5 verse 1. Yahweh bless you. My daughter, Yahweh. So now, read that again.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1 reads.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1 reads.
But a certain man named Ananias.
A certain man named Ananias.
Yes. With Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession.
Yeah, okay. And they sold a possession. So now, when this husband and wife team sold a possession, what they supposed to do immediately, Brother Jay?
They're
supposed to turn in what money?
The cash of the money they sold possession.
How you know that?
I read it already.
You read it already. So that immediately, what it supposed to be done, after that business deal was finalized, what they supposed to done?
They supposed to give the money to the priest.
They supposed to turn the money in, right? How much they supposed to turn it in?
All of it.
What do you mean all of what?
A tenth of it.
Yeah. Is that what we're reading? Read some more.
All right, verse 2. They kept back part of the price.
So what part of the price did they keep back?
Part of the ten.
So they're gonna look at their business deal, and we just gonna take out what we gonna take out of it. The requirements take out what?
A tenth.
So they taking out how much of it?
Ten.
No, what did they take out? According to the scripture.
A part
of it. Is you reading that? They knew. They supposed to take out how much?
A tenth.
And what did they do?
Take out a part.
They took out a part of the tenth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
Is that what they did?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next?
Right. His wife also being privy to it.
Privy of it.
His wife
seen what he was doing. She seen that he had the money in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
The tenth of it. But he taken away from the tip, and she was looking right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So she looking right at what he was doing. She didn't like, she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She looking right at it. What are you doing? Because we probably told her, this gear is too big, but if I give a tip to this is going to be some long money to them, to that temple. So look, I got to take some of this money out of this tent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So his better half was watching him, seeing what the growth of that deal was. She seen the growth. Which one is the highest, the growth or the net?
The growth.
So she seen the growth. She looked at the growth of this money. And she watched him take out what he wanted to take out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Reading.
And she knew of it, didn't she?
Yeah.
And now what happened next?
And brought a certain part and laid it on the apostles' feet.
The certain part of what?
The tenth.
Because they know the crime was a tenth. So he brought in to a certain part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Of that tenth. Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm. Read.
Okay, go ahead and read. Come on.
Verse 3, read.
What happened?
But Peter, she speaks of the nation of Israel.
Oh, she speaks of the nation of Israel.
Saying,
what did he say?
Ananias.
He's Ananias.
Why has Satan filled your mind?
What?
To lie to the righteous spirit.
So when you hold back that and do it the way you want to do it, what you doing? No, what the Bible say you're doing? I ain't saying. What did the Bible say you do? What the scripture say you're doing?
Verse 3.
Read it again.
Read it again. But Peter.
Said to Ananias.
Why has Satan filled your mind?
He said, why did Satan get into you? You know what the rules and regulation is on any business deal.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you know what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
A tip come up the top, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why did you take part of the tip out? I wasn't there, but you forgot what is written in 1 Kings chapter 8. See, you forgot. He said, that's right. He said, you forgot what was written in 1 Kings, chapter, 1 Kings He said, you forgot that something is written that we can read, daughter of Yahweh, in 1 Kings. There's something we can read in 1 Kings. This is the part that when Paul was standing at that great big temple site, he says, now make a second change. He said, Peter was at the temple site, just sitting there just waiting on whatever going on. And 2 Kings chapter 6, 2 Kings chapter 6, daughter of Yahweh, pick it up around by verse number, pick it up verse, just get down to verse 11 and 12. 2
Kings chapter 6, verse 11 and
12
reads, Wait. Therefore the mind of the king of Syria was sore troubled.
His mind was so troubled of this thing. What did he say?
And he called his servants.
What?
Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?
He's, I'm troubled about this thing. Tell me who is for the other people. Who is for? What well, I next?
Verse 12. And one of his servants said,
what?
None. My Yahweh.
Yeah.
O king, but Elisha.
Elisha, the seer. Well?
That is in Israel.
Go ahead.
Tell the king of Israel the word that thou speakest in thy bed.
I hate that song. You mean the minister spirit know everything you do in your bed, turn with the door shut and the lights out and the Marvin Gaye on? You mean the minister spirit know about that too?
Oh,
he know about all that. So he know about all that. The mortal man don't know about all that.
Right.
But who do know about all that? The righteous spirit is looking at everything that you're doing. Is that what we're reading? Now come on back over here to Acts. So Peter was sitting there at the temple site. He just doing his part. He knew his part was to be there. Matter of fact, what was Peter doing? Let's go to 36:1-7 now. Daughter of Yahweh. Let's look at what Peter was doing in 36:1-7, the book of Exodus. What was he doing? He must have followed something to be sitting where he was at. He must have was reading something to be there. Exodus 36:1-7. Let's see what we can read. Let's see what's going on that we can read.
Exodus chapter 36:1-7.
Yeah.
The rock, the limb, a holy, and every wise, mighty man, in whom the Yahweh put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the servants of the sanctuary. According to all that the Yahweh had commanded.
All of who did what?
That Yahweh commanded.
Oh, Yahweh handed. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2, and Moses called these the little and the holy. And every wise-minded man in whose mind Yahweh had put wisdom, everyone whose mind stirred him up to come unto the work to do it.
Oh, so to do the work in a temple, you got to be what?
Stirred up.
And who got to stir you up?
The righteous spirit.
Yeah, the righteous spirit was there. So when you're not stirred up, that means the righteous spirit is not with you. So the righteous spirit will stir you up. Is that what we read? But what else you say about the righteous spirit?
Verse 3. And they received of Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel have brought for the work of the service of the temple.
Oh, so they were stirred up to bring it to who?
To bring it to who?
Moses.
To Moses.
Oh, so they were stirred up to bring it to Moses. So they were stirred up to bring it to Moses. Is that what we're reading? What else we're reading?
To make it with all, and they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning.
And they brought done what?
They brought him free offerings every morning.
And they brought it every morning.
Every morning.
Mm. And they brought, and they were stirred up to bring Moses offerings when?
Every
morning they brought Moses something. Is that what we're reading?
That's what I mean.
Read.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 4. And all the wise men that wrought all the works of the temple.
And all the wise men down the works of the temple.
Came every man from his work.
And they came every man from whatever work they were doing. Whatever work they were doing, they knew when they got through that work, they was coming looking for Moses, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next? What did it say?
The people bring much more than enough for the service.
He said, and they said, the leadership told Moses, Moses, God, dog, you put a decree out to put the dude, they bring us the rest. We got, the people are balled up. They don't really. We have to beat their hands out of their pockets. We have to beat their hands out of their pockets.
Mm.
Now that y'all beat your hands in the pocket.
Mm.
We have to beat your hands out of the pocket. That's what we're reading here.
With the work which
Yahweh
commanded to make.
Oh, Yahweh did what?
Commanded to make.
Moses gave commandment.
They caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp.
Out the camp.
Let neither man or woman make any more work for the offering of the temple.
Don't bring no more in.
So the people were restrained from bringing.
What? That means he dared to beat their hand out of the pocket. Get your hand out your pocket. Is that what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
They were restrained to do it.
Restrained.
Go away. Too much. Is that what we're reading? Go ahead and read.
Verse 7. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the
work to make it.
And too much.
Too much.
Oh. So Yahweh got to bless all that. I'm gonna show you why he got the bless all that. Now watch this. I'm gonna show you. When all that going on, I'm gonna show you how Yahweh kick in. Now, I know you're holding something, Sister Jay, but Brother Micaiah, I ain't forgot about. I'm gonna take care of that too. Let me show you what happened when everything was going the way the Bible tells you to go. I'm gonna show you exactly what happened that we can read. We're going to Exodus. Because I don't think Yahweh is not peeping. Let's see what we can read. We go on to Exodus chapter 40. And we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. Then we're going to skip down to verse number. Then we're going to read a little bit. Brother McCallion, we're going to Exodus 30, 1, 2. I said 40, verse 1 and 2, then skip down to verse 30.
Okay.
And now Brother Jay, you all ears now, right?
I'm all ears.
All right, good.
Okay, the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verse 1 and 2, kicking it back off at verse 30.
Yeah.
Verse 1, read.
What it read?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
And Yahweah spake unto Moses. Now, Brother Jay, who talking? Who's doing the speaking? Who you speaking to?
Moses.
Okay, good.
Verse 2. On the first day of the first month shall you set up the temple of the tent of the congregation.
Yeah. Verse 30.
Verse 30. And he set the laver between the tent of the congregation.
Yeah.
And the altar.
Yes.
And put water there.
Yes.
To wash withal.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands. Their feet, their ass.
Uh-huh.
Verse 32. When they went into the tent of the congregation, and when they came near unto the altar, they washed, as Yahweh commanded Moses.
Okay.
33. And he reared up the court round about the temple and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
Moses did what?
Finished the work.
34.
Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation.
Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation of the children of Israel.
And the greatness of Yahweh filled the temple.
And the greatness of Yahweh just filled that temple.
Verse 35.
What?
And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation.
Moses couldn't even come in, but Moses couldn't even get in there. Go ahead.
Because the cloud abode thereon.
Because the cloud was there.
And the greatness of Yahweh filled the temple.
Greatness of Yahweh filled the temple.
Verse 36.
Right.
And when the cloud was taken up from over the temple,
yes.
The nation of Israel went onward in all the sight of all the nation of Israel throughout all their journey.
So you see, when you line up with the Bible and you're doing the way the man tells you to, Yahweh will be present among you. But as long as we keep doing our own thing, he's not there with you, because he made it plain that we can read Brother Titus, we made it plain in 1:13 of Habakkuk. This is what he says in 1:13 of Habakkuk. Let's see what he said that we can read. Yeah, 1:13 of Habakkuk. Let's see what we can read in 1:13.
See,
well, it's not like you get there. You got that young line gonna get you there. You get you there. Cause all that solo that you be doing got to come to an end. Yeah, see that mean all that solo you been doing, see, you ain't getting you nowhere now. That can come to an end. Mm-hmm. See, the only way you're going to get this, you got to follow the rules that he got on the table. You follow the rules that he got on the table, and Yahweh will give you 334. We're not going to read. He's going to pour out a blessing on you that you can't even receive it once you got him right. That's the key, once you got him right.
Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Habakkuk the seer. Chapter 1, verse 13 reads.
What it reads?
You are of pure eyes.
You got pure eyes.
Then to behold evil. They cannot look on sin.
So he's not looking on sin. If you're not in order with Yahweh, you can be calling on all you want. He ain't watching you. He don't let the mental spirit keep an eye on you. And so what are you doing down there? Is he still sinning? Is he, yeah, okay. All right. What you want to tell him? No, don't tell him nothing. I'm going to tell you I'm in the book with what you're showing. So the bottom line, you see, Yahweh see all, know all.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's saying, how much attention he paying to you? According to what you got to read.
No.
So if he's saying, he ain't paying how much attention to you?
No.
1 John 3, 3 and 4. Read that, Brother McCallie. 1 John 3, 3 and 4. Let's skip down to verse 8 and 10. Let's meet you where you at on what you just said. Now, you just said, if you sin, Yahweh, he see you how much?
Yeah.
You know, he can't see you. But somebody is watching you. Who watching you?
Right.
No, you just talking out to you. You read it. Yahweh, spirits is watching you. You need to read over there in 2 Kings, feeling that? See, don't be slow to speak. You know, hold your tongue up so we can get you straight. We just got through reading the verse. My back, let's go back and read it again so you can be clear that this ain't going through. We land what you can read. Come back to 2 Kings, the daughter of Yahweh. Come back to 2 Kings, but you have it in Scripture. Who watching you? We go back to 2 Kings again. Okay, 2 Kings.
11 and 12.
Let me get there. I want to get rid of a bit on the point. 2 Kings, we want to get, no, 2 Kings chapter 6. See, we want to make sure one thing, tribe of Judah. We want to make sure one thing, when you speak according to 4:11. Read that above Micaiah of 1 Peter. This is how you're supposed to speak. Anytime you open the mouth up, it got to be a 4:11 come out your mouth.
Okay. Going to the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, If any man speak.
Or woman.
Let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh.
Speak as the oracles of Yahweh.
If any man minister.
If you minister.
Let him do it as the ability which Yahweh give
it. Yeah, he give it to you when you speak. You're supposed to speak what kind of way?
The way Yahweh
did. The oracles that he gives. Speak by the oracles. Have a verse when the mouth come out. Got to have a verse. That's how you're supposed to speak. You don't speak in the wind because you're going to be wrong 100% of the time. Speak according to what you can read. Now, this is what's read in 6 verse 12. What's read, daughter of Yahweh, what's read?
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 12.
Yes.
And
one of his servants said, "None, my Yahuwah, O king, but Elisha, the seer that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the word that he speaketh in my bedchamber."
Mm-hmm. Now go to 20th chapter of Titus, the book of Enoch, 20, verse 1. Let's find out exactly what he's talking about. How does the seer get this information? We're going to find out exactly by going to the book of Enoch, 20, verse 1.
All right, we're going to Enoch. Mm-hmm. Enoch the seer. First Enoch.
20, verse 1. Let's find out how this thing works. That's why you sit among those that got it. You look to your left and your right and say, "Is that in there?" Yeah, that's in there.
No, it's not in there.
All right, hold on. Let me put the in there. 20.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
I got
it
right here, bro.
Oh,
I got
it
right here.
You talking about his better head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. 20.
20. All right, First Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to First Enoch? Chapter 20, verse 1, read.
Look at it.
And these are the names of the righteous ministering spirit.
These are the names of the ministers, righteous spirits.
Who watch.
All they do is what?
Watch.
That's all they do is watch you. Every time you think you own something, you're in the park, in the dark, behind a tree, all they're doing is what?
Watch.
They watch. That's all they do. And Ezekiel 1 verse 14, let's see what they do. But Titus 1:14 to Ezekiel. Let's see what they do. They watch, and in 1:14 to Ezekiel, what do they do that we can read?
About Ezekiel to see in chapter 1.
Verse 14 that we can read. Now we know they watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in 1:14, what else they do?
Ezekiel to see in chapter 1. Verse 14, read. And the living creature,
yes,
ran to return as the appearance of a flash of lightning.
They ran and told how low down you was and went right back to hear you laugh some more. As a flash of lightning. That's how they rode. They went up to Yahweh and told him exactly what you own and came back down and kept you lying some more. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly here, a flash of lightning hit. Zoom, boom. They went up to heaven, told a lie on you, and came right back down and heard you lie some more. That's their job. They were crazy to be there with you. Everything we read in any lesson, they watching you and see one thing. They heard this message. 9 o'clock on kick. Look, it says in 5:14, behind that, St. John 5:14. Listen, Brother Jay. St. John 5:14. Look what it says. We're going to be coming back to that 3, 4, 8, and 10 in just a second. But look what he says in 5:14 that we can read in St. John.
All right, John, book of John, righteous John, chapter 5, verse 14, read.
What do you read?
Afterwards, Yahweh the Son findeth him in the temple.
He found him in the temple. Afterwards, he knew he had to leave where he had to get to the temple. So Yahweh look for him through the crowds of all the tribes of Israel. So Yahweh look for him and found him in the temple. Go ahead.
They said unto him,
looked him eyeball to eyeball, Brother Jay, Israel.
Behold, look, you are made whole.
He said, you've been made whole, Brother Jay, Israel.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Let the worst thing come unto you.
He said, now you say you know, right? Now you know what the man's saying. Now let's see what you do when you know what the man's saying. See that? He said, now if you sin anymore, what did he say, what happened?
Let the worst thing come on you.
tells us not to repeat the verse. First, you talk to me.
Then, behold, thou art made whole.
You've been made whole.
Saying no more.
Uh-huh.
Let a worse thing come unto thee.
You hear? You read that, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once you say, I know, oh, I know, that's when your clock starts ticking. So when we run through these scriptures and on 6 days a week on the broadcast, you say, well, I caught that lesson. Oh, you did? But guess what? You caught that lesson, that means you know, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? The clock started ticking. The clock started ticking when you say, I know. Now, who got that 1 John 3, 3, 4, and 8, and verse 10? With that Brother Micaiah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see this thing.
1 John chapter 3.
What?
Verse 3, 4, and verse 8. And 10.
What it say?
Verse 3.
What?
And every man that hath this hope.
And every man that hath this hope.
In him purify himself.
Yes.
Even as he is pure.
Go ahead.
Verse 4. Whosoever commit sin transgress also the Torah struck.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5 books of the Bible.
Go ahead.
For sin is the transgression of the Torah struck. Verse 5 books of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Listen.
He that commits sin is of the devil.
He said, oh, wise, you commit sin, you over to who?
The devil.
The devil.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yes, he did from the beginning.
For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifested.
This is the reason Yahweh was manifest.
And he might destroy the works of the devil.
He was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. That's why he's here. He here to destroy the works of the devil. He here to point you back to what he's saying in his book. And what he's saying in his book that we can read, Amen, Phoebe. Let's see what we can read, what he's saying, 12, 46 through 50 of St. John. So now we clear why Yahweh came. To destroy the works of Satan the devil. Right? 12, 46 through 50, what it says. Verse 4 and 6 down to verse 50. Mm-hmm.
John chapter 12, verse 46 through 50.
Mm-hmm.
46.
Yeah.
And I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness.
And so he said, he's out to come a light in the world, so if you believe on me, you won't be in what?
In darkness.
Go ahead and read.
And if any man hear my words.
Now, if you hear my words.
And believe not.
And you don't believe my words.
I judge him not.
Ain't I never judge you.
For I came not to judge the world.
He said, I didn't come to judge the world.
But to save the world.
But I came to do what? I came to save the world.
Verse 48.
Huh? Not, but if you reject me, and now you don't want to receive my words. But you don't want to receive my words. But he says, one that's going to judge him. Wait a minute now. The what? The words that I have come to thee.
Bless you,
say
Israel,
Lord. Hallelujah. Now, what you said again? Say it again. What verse was that? What verse? Call your verse out a little loud.
John 12:48.
He that rejected me,
and
you don't receive my words, ain't but one gonna judge him. The words that I have spoken. So what's going to judge you in the last day? The word. So whatever you hear today, Israel, this what's going to judge you in the last day. What you hear right now, you're going to bring this back. But you say, I know. No, see, they're going to come back. Now, what's the comeback for? So hold your comebacks up. So now y'all lost the train of thought behind that, dropping a comeback in. So now, reach that first 49. Because the offense will come back up when you're out there and see everything, and you study it in combat, you will be out there, then everything you could have heard and wrote down, you had your mouth going, now you need it, and now you can't find nothing, because you had your mouth going. The key to it is not to have the mouth going, because you got plenty of work to do out there in the world. And your mouth will be going big time. But when you come to the temple of Yahweh, it tells you, please, chapter 5, read that book, Titus 1, 2, 3. Now we'll get a hold of it and get a precept out of it. See, this is what the Bible says. See, once we're in order, we can go. Let's see what it queens at in chapter 5, say 1, 2, 3. Let's see what the Bible says. Now, listen, so you say you're from child Judah, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Okay, let's see what he said in the 5th chapter, verse 1, 2, 3.
The book of Ecclesiastes, the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 1 through 3.
5 and 6.
5 to 6.
Yes, 1, 2, 3, and 5 and 6.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, and verse 5 and verse 6.
Listen good.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 1. Keep your foot when you go to the temple of Yahweh, and be more ready to hear.
Be ready to hear.
Then to give the sacrifice of food.
Mm-hmm.
For they consider not that they do eat.
So when you come in temple, if you're not ready to hear, you're giving the sacrifice of what?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you the Bible saying, budget?
You say don't say nothing.
Now, but you talking now. You talking now.
You
talking now. He said, let the ear do the talking. He said, be ready to hear. So all things that can be ready to hear is your ears. Let your ears do the talking. Back 5:1 again.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
Listen.
Keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And be more ready to hear.
Be ready to use the ears.
That's right.
Go ahead.
It's to give the sacrifice of food.
Go ahead.
For they consider not that they do eat.
Mm-hmm. Let your ears. Look what we say in verse 2.
Verse 2 reads, be not rash with your mouth.
Be not rash with your mouth.
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything.
That means in a hurry, I got to get a say in. That means you're in a hurry. That means you speed to get a say in. Hasty. Go ahead.
For Yahweh is in heaven.
Yahweh is in heaven.
And you upon earth.
And you up on earth.
Therefore, let your words be few.
Let your words be what?
Few.
Verse 5 and 6.
Better is it that you should not bow.
It's better for you should not bow.
Than that you should bow and not pay.
It's bow and don't pay. Say, I know. Verse 4.
Verse 4. When you bow to Yahweh.
When you bow a vow to Yahweh.
Prefer not to pay it.
Don't put it off. Don't put it to the side. When you say, I know, don't put it to the side.
For he had no pleasure in food.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Pay that what you have by.
Pay what you have by. Pay it. That what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Suffer not your mouth. Cause your flesh to sin.
Yeah. Need to say you before the minister and spirit that it was an error.
Oh, I made an error. Uh-huh.
Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice?
Yahweh be what?
Angry
at what?
At your voice.
Your voice.
And destroy
what?
The work of your hands.
Man, what? Man. I thought I was doing something right, doggone. I had it come to nothing. See it? Yahweh, we can go in and say, we can make a meal out of it, but we ain't. But we gonna make a, let's go back to, let's go back to the 21st chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Now, Now make it 23rd. I want to get back and get a couple more things because I want to show you the great work that we got on the table that's besides us, that waiting on us. Go to 23:21 down to verse 23.
If we want the blessing of Yahweh, we got to line up with what Yahweh is saying.
then let the chips fall where they may. Once we know, we line up what he's saying. And what he said, we can read in 30 verse 1 and 2 of Numbers, Moses of Israel. Verse 1 and 2. Let's see what we can read.
Numbers chapter 30, verses 1 and 2.
Yes.
And Moses spake unto the head of the tribe.
And Moses went to the head of the tribe, all 12 tribes. He called all the heads together.
Concerning the children of Israel.
And all this about the 12 tribes of Israel. He went to the 12 tribes of Israel, but he went to the head of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Saying. This is the thing that Yahweh has commanded. Verse 2. If a man bow a vow unto Yahweh.
If you bow a vow to Yahweh.
Or swear an oath to bind his soul.
Yes.
With the bond.
Yes.
He shall not break his word.
You shall not break your word.
He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth.
So you be very careful with the mouth. Because whatever come out your mouth, the mental spirit records it. And if you don't perform it, it will be sin over your head. Have what we read. Now let's run back to this big real estate broker in the fifth chapter. Now the real estate broker, he was at the temple site. He heard the rules and regulations. He knew it. So now here he is, it's a great big temple of Yahweh. I mean, he got home now. Now he went to work that Monday morning, Tuesday, and now he cut a big old real estate deal. He cut a big deal. His wife even know about it. God, this is a big deal I cut here. The income tax check. Got my income tax check. Got it in my hand. Ain't nobody but me and the mailman. You think so? You think I don't want nobody to meet you and the mailman, huh? Mm-hmm. You find out that mental spirit job in 20 verse 1 will do what? What would he do? What was the job of that mental spirit in that 20 verse 1 again? What did we read in Enoch? What did we read? He done what?
Right, what was he doing? Verse Enoch chapter 20.
Verse 1. Yeah. 20 verse 1. What the mental spirit was doing?
Enoch chapter 20, verse 1.
Yes.
And these are the names of the righteous ministering spirits who watch.
Now, all they do is watch. They watch and watch that income check come in. He watched it. Don't want to see it me in the mail, man. And my old better half inside. Mm-hmm. What you got there? Oh, that's the income tax and check that came in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here it is right here. Fifth chapter. Now here you go. The income tax check came in. 5 verse 1. Verse 2 again. Acts 5:2.
Chapter 5 verse 2 reads.
I got my hand on my income tax check.
And kept back the tip part.
What do you do? Read verse 2 again.
Acts chapter 5 verse 2.
What?
And kept back the tip part of the price.
The price was the income tax check.
His wife also bring privy.
His wife is seated. This pretty nice old income tax check. If both hours combined together here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Gross. We got a gross, huh? We look at this gross. Gross. And then what happened next?
To it. And brought a certain part, tip part.
But he brought a certain part of the income tax check. He know a tip, but he said, that tip is too heavy. Let me get a part of this tip out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
What he said, what happened next?
And laid it at the apostle's feet.
So he knew to come in and find the apostle's feet. So he came in with his with part of the tip,
mm-hmm.
and then put and laid it down. It's the apostle's feet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. But Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Chief speaker of the nation of Israel.
Said.
What did he say? tonight.
Why has Satan filled your mind?
He said, why did you let Satan get into your mind? What? He said, this is the work of Satan on you, brother. You're going to bring back, you know, what you want to do. That's Satan working with you now. You know the rules of Abraham. You heard Paul at the Temple talk on the Southern Kingdom telling about what Abraham did. Why you let Satan get in your head? Really?
And lied to the righteous spirit.
Wait a minute. You lying to who?
To the righteous spirit.
What was the righteous spirit doing? What are they doing 20 verse 1? What are they doing?
Watching.
All they're doing was watching.
Watch.
That's good. They were watching. So the business spirit, he looking right at you. He'll look at the income tax check come through the mailbox. You got it in your hand. Mm-hmm. Huh? God, dog. I'm going to take part of it down into that ministry. I'm going to take part of it down there. Okay, go ahead. What happened next?
And to count that, the 10th part, income tax.
Yeah.
Of the price.
Yeah.
Of the land.
Okay.
Verse 4 reads.
What it reads?
Why it remain?
He said, why it remain?
Was it not your own?
He said, we know it's your own. You don't want what out there made it. You don't want made it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's part of this precept there. Back up both. Micaiah, let's back up to 11, 8 verse 11. Let's go back to 8 verse 11. Let's back up to 8 verse 11. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8 verse 11. Let me see which way the lesson going. 8 verse 11. We're going to Deuteronomy 8, and we'll pick up the verse number 11.
Book of Deuteronomy. Hold on.
Yeah. Deuteronomy 8. Verse 11. Let's see what we can read. 8 verse 11.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 11. 11 read.
What read?
Beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, and not keeping his Torah instruction.
He said, beware. Don't forget what Yahweh got written. Don't forget now, forget his Torah instruction.
His Torah instruction?
Yeah.
His statute?
Yeah.
Which I command you this day.
He said, beware now. Don't mess around and get caught up where you forget the rules and regulations according to Yahweh. Then he will remind you of something in verse 14.
Verse 14 reads, then your mind be lifted up.
Oh, what happened to you?
Your mind be lifted up.
So when you forget Yahweh's business, what happened to you?
Your mind be lifted up.
Go ahead.
And you forget Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Okay.
Which have brought you forth out of the land of Egypt.
Go ahead.
The Nazarene from the house of bondage.
From the land of bondage. He said, don't forget, you just came out of slavery. He told him, now don't forget now, you just came out of slavery with a mighty hand on me now. He said, don't forget that you just came out of slavery. He said, don't get yourself lifted up now that you came out of slavery. That's what he said. And what he said in verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17.
What?
And you say in your mind.
And you say in your mind.
My power. In the might of my hand.
I'm the one who have to put them 40 hours in.
Have gotten me this well.
That I've got this well. I went out myself. It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining. Snow. Mm-hmm. I went out there and made this myself.
Mm-hmm. Verse 18.
What?
But you shall remember Yahweh, your Yahweh.
But remember your Yahweh, your Yahweh.
For it is he.
It is he.
That gave you power.
That gave you power. That woke you up.
To get well.
To get well.
That he may establish his covenant.
To establish his covenant.
Which he swears to your father as it is this day.
I'm the one who woke you up and put the strength in your body to go out there and make that money.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget and lift up your head and think you did it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Mm-hmm.
To establish my covenant. Now, give me what I need, Sister Jay. Come on back and give me what I need. I'll come back to that in a minute. Now, come on back to what I need. Now, you said you're from the tribe of Judah, right? You're humped.
Yeah.
You're from the tribe of Judah, right? Now, come on back and give me what I need, Sister Jay.
It was Second Chronicles, I think it was chapter 10.
Now, you got it written down, don't you? You got it written down, right?
No.
Second Chronicles 31, 5, 6. 20 and 21. 5, 6, 20, and 21. What tribe you say you from, Brother Jay? No, what tribe you say you from again?
Judah.
Okay, good. You can't be from the tribe of Judah. See, there you go. But this ain't the place you do the praying at. But this business is y'all choir business here. I told you that your words be through. I asked you one question. Give me that answer.
Judah.
Yeah, Judah. That's it. Because you be trying to get you on your feet. Can't get you on your feet, your mouth going. 2 Chronicles 31, 5, 6, 20, and 21. Listen good.
Verse 5 reads.
What it reads?
As soon as it was told,
come back, Brother Titus, and read me 2 Chronicles 24, verse 8 through 11.
All right, 2 Chronicles 24, 8 through 11.
Yeah, come on back to 8 through 11. 24, 8 through 11.
All right, 2 Chronicles chapter 24. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 8 through 11.
All right.
2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 8. And at the king's command, he made a check and said, without the gate of the temple of Yahuwah.
So, King, he told, what did he tell me in verse 5 again? What did he tell me in verse 5?
All right, 2 Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 5. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites and said to them,
what did he say?
Go out to the city of Yada, Judah, and gather all Israel.
And gather all Israel.
Yes. Money. The tithe.
Yes.
To repair the temple of our Yahuwah from year to year.
Uh-huh. So told leadership, go out there and find Judah and get a tent out of their pocket. Is that what he said?
That's right.
And do what with it?
Okay. And see that she's hastened the matter.
And put some urgency about this matter. Put some urgency about this matter. Go ahead.
How be it to me by hasten it not.
And they broke out running. They hasten it not.
All right.
What was it, Brother McKay? Go ahead. What verse you on?
I'm on verse 6.
Go ahead. 8 through 11.
All right, verse 8 through 11. And at the king's commandment.
At the king's commandment.
They made a check.
And they made a what?
A check.
They made a check. Okay, they made a check. A big old check. Where do?
And set it without at the gate of the temple.
And they took that's what you use in your land. Now you can't, you got to put it on the other side of the, can't put it on the outside no more. Can't put it outside. Can't put it outside no more. Can't do that no more. You don't lost that privilege. But they put it on the outside. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the gates that open up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put a big old chest on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
First time read. And they made a proclamation. Through Yada Judah.
All through Yada Judah. What tribe you say you from again?
Judah.
Good.
Okay. And Jerusalem blew the word for the subject kingdom.
Uh-huh.
To bring in to Yahuwah,
right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The collection.
The what?
The collection.
The collection.
Yes. That Moses. The servant of Yahuwah. Laid upon Israel in the wilderness.
Oh. The same thing that Moses laid upon the children of Israel. He read the passage. So if we want to do this thing right to get Yahuwah to be seen over us, let's do it the way Moses did it. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
Verse 10 reads.
What?
And all the princes and all the people rejoiced.
And everybody got happy. They got happy.
Right.
Oh, wow. They got happy. They were restrained. Moses had to tell them, get your hand out your pocket. Take out them garments. They had to take one of them switches and beat their knuckles to keep their hand out of their pocket. Huh? Go ahead.
And brought in and cast into the chest.
And they brought in. Now, You ain't put no horse in no chest, did you? You didn't put no cow in no chest.
Right.
To put in that chest, you have been talking about what they were talking about in verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if people knew that what I told them, look, we're going to be looking for you. We're going to have a great big old chest sitting outside by the temple site. So whenever you cut your deal, you make sure you go hit that chest.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
You remember they came every morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had that great big old chest out there. They were waking Moses up every morning. They knew the big old chest was sitting out there.
That's right.
And they came, and whatever deal they cut, they hit that chest.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read.
Right. Okay.
And today has made an end.
And today made an end.
Verse 11, read.
What do you read?
Now it came to pass.
It came to pass.
That at one time the chest was brought unto the king's office.
And the king, and the chest was brought into the king's office. Go ahead.
By the hand of the Levite.
By the hand of the Levite.
When they saw that there was much money.
Much what?
Much money.
Oh, well, what was in that chest was what?
Much money.
Much money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The king's scribe and the high priest officer came.
And then here come the high dignitary of the congregation came.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Came and emptied the chest.
Empty the chest.
And took it. And carried it to the place again.
And they emptied and put it right back out there again. Because they know another big deal going to be cut. And that big old box will be out there waiting on them. Because that's how you keep the blessing over Yahweh out of your head. You follow what's written.
Yeah.
Remember we read in 15 verse 4 and 10 verse 11? All about all this for your learning. They had that box out there so they know somewhere you're going to cut your deal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cut a deal, pull out what belongs to the temple, and the rest of it goes to you, because I'm the one blessing your hand for it to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
That's why he said, don't forget, I'm the one that woke you up for you to hear the alarm clock to go off.
Mm-hmm.
No? I'm the one that that bought you on paper for you to have a job to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. Now you stop having amnesia when it comes down to my business.
Mm-hmm.
That was the man saying right there. Now back to Ananias and the wife now. Now Ananias and the wife, they understood the rules and regulations. So he said, hey Ananias, why you let Satan get in your head when it comes down to Yahweh's business? He said, why you let that other spirit get in your head? No, you ain't got to do that. Give him what you want to give him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Satan operates. Give him what you want to give him. But we read in 2 Ezra chapter 7, the road is narrow. You can't go to the left and you can't go to the right. You got fire on the left side and high water on the left. You got to come straight. If you want the blessing of Yahweh, you got to come straight.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm in the middle of verse 4.
What did it say?
Okay. All right. Verse 4,
right.
By the remain, was it not your own?
He said, the remain, one is your own?
And after it was so, was it not in your own power?
It was in your own power.
Mm-hmm. Why had you conceived this thing in your mind?
He said, because the mental spirit one got into Peter's head and said, hey, Peter, your old boy coming here, he don't cut a deal, a great deal, but he said, this deal's too much to bring to give you what you supposed to get. That Abraham, Isaac, and Israel gave up, he going to give you what you want you to have. He said, now, you got to look at it according to the judgment that I got written in this book. Go ahead.
You have not lied to man.
You ain't lied to man. You go, you ain't lied to man.
But it's to Yahweh.
You are lied to Yahweh.
That's
right. Yes.
Verse 5.
Right.
Ananias.
Right.
Hear these words.
When Ananias heard the words,
fell down and gave up the breath.
When he heard the words of Peter, he fell down and he died. You see that? Keep reading.
And great fear came on all of them that heard these things.
Now, you know what? See, it was a long line outside. They said, God, dog, I was getting ready to cut a little shot on my chicken. I better find the rest of the piece and put it up in there. He said, there's some killing going on. in my own line, too. I think I'm going to hold back a little bit. Shoot. There's some killing going on over there. Let me put the other part back, baby. Give me that part I put in your purse. Put it back in that thing here. You see what's going on here?
Yeah.
They're going to see a killing going on. It's what's going on here. There was a long line out there. It was outside. They was outside waiting to do what they were supposed to do, hit that check box. So, and they thought there was some killing going on. It's shoot. You better put that little part to this thing. Go ahead, read.
Okay, verse 6.
What?
And the young man arose.
And the young man arose.
That wound him up.
And wound him and wrapped him up.
And carried him out and buried him.
And carried him out and buried him. So they see that brother dragged out in that long line. Some killer going on. Hey, look here. I see that man walking in there with a big bag, and he came out. He the bag. He said, what's going on here? Let's read a little bit more.
Verse 7.
What?
And it was about the space of 3 hours after.
Oh, he still was alive. It was a memory. This is 12 tribes of Israel. You know how many is 12 tribes of Israel at this time? I'll read that ABF, BB, and 24-6. Let me show you how much Israel is at this time. Let me show you the prophecy of Israel. Genesis 24-60, backed up with Deuteronomy. Let me show you how many Israelites was at this time. Let me show you what's going on here. That's why that temple was the most magnificent temple of the world. Let me show you some of the prophecy of this going on with Israel. And Genesis 24:60. And Mother D.F. Israel had me, Genesis had me Deuteronomy chapter 1 waiting on me. I want to get an idea of how many people said that's why the line was over 3 hours long. Let me show you how many people we're talking about.
Genesis chapter 24.
Verse 60. Yeah.
They blessed Rebecca and said unto her,
yeah.
You are our sister.
You are our sister.
Be you the mother of thousands of millions.
Be the mother of who?
Thousands of millions.
Thousands of millions.
And let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
So you see, that's the prophecy. Right. You thousands of millions. So the children of Israel is not of anointing no time. It'll be because you're anointing. No. You're not reading Bible. I come from the family of how many? Thousand to me. Now, here is between Abraham and Moses is about 500 years. Now, Moses is going to get a count of the children of Israel, more dear of Israel. Let's see what he says at verse number 1, 10 and 11. Now Moses is going to get a count. Now, this only about 500 years later. Now, Moses is on the scene now, and 500 years later, Moses is on the scene. Let's see what he says in 1 verse 10 and 11. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. 500 years later, we will give a count of forefathers and foremothers.
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 10 and 11.
Yes.
Yahweh, your Yahweh has
multiplied you.
And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven.
He said, this day you are the children of Israel. You as the stars of the heaven.
For a multitude. Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh, your Yahweh of your father.
Yes.
Made you a thousand times so many more as you are. And bless you.
And that one?
And bless you as he has.
So 500 years later of the prophecy, they was what in verse 11?
Thousand times more
than you were in 24:60. 500 years later, you a thousand times more than that. So you see, when the blessing of Yahweh was on them, Moses said, I'm giving account of what the prophecy about you. And 500 years later, you more than that. So that's why when they show you the ancient temple of Solomon's temple they built by the instructions of David, it was a temple that can't be matched today. Because look how many people go head and you go back on your Google map or ancient map and look at the temple of Solomon he built, that thing was miles back, miles wide. Because you got everybody as one. And everybody know what to do. You cut a deal, you get in there, and you take care of temple business. You see that? If we read that. So now, matter of fact, and the place was called what? That we can read more deep. This is the place was called. I'm sure the place was called. Let's run over to Acts chapter 3. Remember the place was called. This was, it had a name on the place. It was called by a name. Now we're going to Acts chapter 3 and find out what the name the place was called. Let's see. In Acts chapter 3, they had a name on it. Let's see what the name of it was called. It was called what in verse 11?
Acts chapter 3, verse 11.
But let's make sure, read verse 1 and make sure we talk the same place.
Acts chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour.
So what are they going to?
The temple.
The temple. Verse 11.
Verse 11. And as the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondered.
What was it called?
A greatly wonder.
That place that they nobody can duplicate the temple he built even to this day. How big the temple was that they built. But see, they was all upon one upon authority of Yahweh. See, when you're doing Yahweh's business, and he already made it plain, when we get on the case, he got it written in the 61st chapter. Now the Yahweh, he got it written in the 61st chapter. What are you going to do? What we say he going to do? It's already written what he said he's going to do. That's why we got to read what we got to read after we finish up real quick. Let's go to the 61st chapter of Isaiah. Let me tell you what he said he's going to do. Now you see what they had going on, right? Look what he said in 61 concerning you and verse number 7.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7.
What?
For your shame you shall have double.
Wait a minute. You will have what?
Double.
So whatever you see back in the past, when you get right, what you got coming?
Double.
You see that? Double. Go ahead.
And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion.
Huh?
Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double.
You going to get the what?
The double.
Go ahead.
Everlasting joy.
Everlasting what?
Joy.
Go ahead.
Shall be unto them.
Why are you going to do all this for us? Why? Verse 8. Why?
For I be Yahweh, love judge.
Yeah.
I hate robbery.
Yes.
And I will direct their work in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
Why? Why so in verse 6? Why so?
But you shall be named the priest of the Yahweh.
You see that?
Men shall call you the ministry of our Yahweh.
So you see what he's saying, Brother Jay? You see what you're going to be called? You see, when you know who you are, this is how they're supposed to judge you. Go ahead.
You shall eat the riches of the northern kingdom.
No, you want the nation. Yeah, you
will eat. This nation.
Yeah, this is the nation right here.
You shall eat the riches of the nation. And in their honor shall you boast
yourself. Now, you're supposed to boast. See, once we get right, we're going to do a little bragging. When we got them all up on the suggestion. But we can't get it until we get in order. You see the man saying? Now, come on back. So once we get in order, we understand what this man's saying. Yahweh will automatic put the double on us and be on grow. That's why he keep telling you about what got to be done. A, B, or B, D, and the 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14 of Matthew, what got to be done? 24, 12 through 14. He keeps telling what got to be done. Yeah. 24, 12 through 14.
Okay, Matthew chapter 24, verse 12
Look at this.
Verse 12. And because iniquity, sin shall abound.
Yeah, right. Sin is it's gonna increase. This thing, this sin thing is gonna increase.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the love of many shall wax cold.
It ain't no love out there.
Right.
All that well, I'm gonna look my love mate. Brother called me and said, praise my old lady. Man, she ain't gonna do me right. I said, where you need it? Well, I met her, she was swinging on the pole. Swing on the pole. How you met a swing on the pole. How she, you know? He met a swing on the pole. Pole dancer. She do what I like on that pole. See that? See? Go ahead and read.
He that endured to the end. The same shall be saved.
The same shall be saved. Now watch this now. Verse 14, make it plain.
And this covenant
of voices.
Of the two Israelites.
This what got to be taught. This what got to be taught. What you hear now? We got to teach this. We got to teach what you're hearing right now. You want to see effect? We got to not only teach it, we got to live it and walk it. This is it right here. This Christianity is already an every nation upon the sun. Islam, Judaism. So we know that ain't it because it's already an every nation. Everywhere you go, you can find Christianity, cross, and white man Jesus. Right?
Right.
Dark and boom, dark, you can find Jesus in a cross. So that ain't it. This got to be taught. For what reason?
According to the Bible.
No, according to the Bible.
Okay. Verse 14. And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness to all nations. And then shall be ended.
And then we're going to activate the end. Once we understand, we got to learn this word, come together as one. And those that got ear to hear, show them the covenant. Show them what Yahweh is saying. This is why we don't get the double, and he ain't looking at us, because we ain't following nothing that the man is saying.
Right.
You got to show my people where they went off at. Huh? So that's what we got to do. Once we show them where they went off at, you ain't going to get them off, but the ones you do get, then you get your blessing. But 25:21 of Matthew, we're not going to read. If you get you a James 5:20, we're not going to read. But all this, you get your blessing when you do Yahweh's will.
Mm-hmm.
But we doing our own will.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do our own will without doing Yahweh's will. Go ahead.
Wow.
Read 14 again. It sounds good.
Until doing the action.
Come on back on, Bro Titus.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Acts chapter 5.
Yeah, going back to 5. Take it straight on down to verse 11.
Okay.
Where you at? 5, 5 what? 5 what?
Verse 7.
Okay, verse 7. What's 7 say?
Acts chapter 5, verse 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after.
Now, the reason why it's 3 hours after, because you know what kind of line was out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we clear about what the lines were looking like. So this was a big business. Children of Israel was all about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long line outside.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 hours later, finally, the wife came in. She got up there to where Peter was at. 3 hours later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what happened next?
When his wife, not knowing what was done, came in.
And she didn't know what happened to him, then she came in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 8.
Right.
And Peter, she speak to the nation of Israel, answered unto her.
So Peter answered to her.
Tell me. Well, you sold the land for so much.
He said, did you sell the land for so much?
And she said, yeah.
He said, yeah.
For so much.
Yeah, for so much.
Verse 9. Then Peter, she speak to the nation of Israel, said unto her.
And then Peter said to her.
How is it that you have agreed together?
Oh, you let the money get in your way. You agreed together. Listen to brother back behind me. He got his mouth going. Or ears will be going. Go ahead.
The tip, the spirit of Yahweh.
See, you tipping the spirit of Yahweh.
Behold, the feet of this which I have buried your husband. At the door.
That's why we tell the women, make sure you get you a Yahwali man, not a worldly man. Don't try to find the man that bounced the basketball because he got 14 shoes. Or you will find a woman that's on the pole. See? Don't look for the woman on the pole. See? Because the order kicks in. And now you don't agree with him, and he ain't right. But, you know, we've been raised all our life. If you with that man or woman, stay with him. Whether it's right or wrong, stay with him. See, that's slavery talk. That kind of talk gets you killed. That's the kind of talk gets you killed. Well, you with him now, you got to stay with him whether he's right or wrong. See that? But we try to get you straight before you get off in these to know what to look for. We'll tell you plainly, before you get into any contact, make sure you do the 6:47 of the book of Sirach. Pull it out of Sirach.
All right, we go to Sirach chapter 6. All right, Sirach chapter 6, verse 7.
What does it say?
Sirach chapter 6, verse 7 reads.
Well, listen to this.
If you will get a friend.
If you're going to get a friend.
Prove him or her. Trust.
Prove him first.
It be not hasty to credit him or her.
Don't be hasty to say, oh, I met the love of my life. How long have you been knowing him, baby? About 15 minutes. You see that? He just pulled up on me 15 minutes ago. So you see that? So what you have did, you done the 724 of Micaiah or Matthew. Of St. John. You just got to doing the 724. See, this is what you just got to do.
Verse 24 reads.
What it reads?
Just not according to the appearance.
He said, don't make your calling by appearance.
But judge, righteous judge.
But make sure he's a Torah or she a Torah keeper.
Hallelujah.
That's how you make the judge. You don't make because the person talk good on your job. You see it ride past and toot his horn, huh? Roll up on you watching the car. Oh, where you worship at? What's that? See? Where you worship at? Oh, I go to the Catholic Church. See that? So you think that, I don't think y'all have in common 2 minutes back in the sheets. They have that, y'all just sit there and you go his way, you don't go yours. You see? Because you made a calling be called on appearance. Your calling was appearance. It wasn't based upon the word of Yahweh. Because the word of Yahweh keep you busy. If you use the word of Yahweh to keep you busy. Huh? See? But see, we make our call as it calls the pen. Right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bald head or not. Like Michael Jordan. Bald head or not. Women's crying all over for him. Same head. And that's a disconnect from Yahweh. Unless your hair come out naturally, but people can wear your hair out. They can worry you, like you're doing mine, worry me. Gotta figure out why nobody ain't seeing what this man is doing to put on the table. Now anytime you can do less than 6 nights a week, 7 days a week and all that kind of stuff, you know what spirit, you know what spirit that is. You know ain't nobody, no ministry can, no, you know. You ain't gonna see that what's really going on. My goodness. But now, where we at now?
I'm still holding Acts up.
Okay, come on back to Acts. Come back to Acts again.
Okay, I'm happy on verse 9. Okay. A husband at the door. It should carry you out.
See, I'm carrying you out now.
Verse 10 read.
What about this now?
This fell she down straightway at his feet.
Now, see, that's why I'm saying gotta make sure that the one that is over you is a Yahwali man, because he's responsible for you, and you agree with him, he's wicked, he can cause your death. So you're going to get to any man, and that man right there is a worldly man. That man doesn't tell you anything. But money's sharp. Go out there and give him that pole by a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You still got it in you. Don't call that boss. Tell him you're going to give him that pole by a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? See? I'm telling you something. They'll tell you that in a minute. Like the brother told me, like one of the sisters in the class back in the day, he said, yeah, he got a wise boy stomach. I said, yeah. They will keep being with him long enough. We'll see how long that wise boy stomach. And then we see the brother come to class. The brother having that wife for something, he's gone now. I said, yeah. And what a woman he just told you that. She gone too. Isn't that right? So, see, everything, all that going to stand is the word of Yahweh. I keep telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
All that appearance, making your call on appearance, ain't going to get you number of misery after 2 minutes or in the sack is out the way.
Yeah.
And nothing going to be now but miserable. Y'all ain't got nothing in common. The baby girl that cooked me something. What are you smelling? You burning the water, baby? No. Burning the water? Well, you know you got me off the pole. That's what I do best. See? So you see that? Now you go to office. Yeah. So all this thing, you got to make sure you got to obey from this good book. Now I want to take a look at some things real quick. Because I'm going to tell you something. Now we're going to Mother Gib, Israel. We're going to kick this off in Micah chapter 7, 6, and 5. Micah chapter 5, verse 7, 6, and 5. We're going to walk up to something. We got to show you something. So we see. Did you read verse 11 yet? Okay, what does that one say?
Okay, we'll finish off at verse 10 and going down to 11.
Okay.
Okay. And give it up to prep.
Right.
And the young man came in and found her dead.
He found her dead.
And carried her forth.
And carried her forth.
Buried her by her husband.
And buried her by her husband.
Verse 11 reads.
Now watch this now.
And Cranfield came upon all the church, knew the word for all the congregation of the children.
Because it was a long line. They started seeing bodies pulled out. And they had in their mind to do a little line too about that money. They had in their mind to do some lines. They start seeing them bodies coming. It's dragging bodies out at the top of the line.
Mm-hmm.
It's waiting. Hey, baby, look at it. I put all that back into one thing. We don't let this money cause our life. See, you let that money cause your life. Do what Yahweh's will. Because Yahweh is the one that's going to fight your battles if you got him right. He's not responding unless you got him right. Come on, verse 11 again.
Okay, I'm at verse 11. And upon as many as heard these things.
As many as they feel bad on them because they see death. See, until we start seeing dead bodies in every direction, then you're going to believe what the seer telling you, that it's time, it's the time is now. So start getting this man right. See, you're going to wait till death starts falling all around you, then you're going to say, oh. See, that's what we react to things, but it's time for us to respond to what is said, because this thing is for real, and he got a timeline on how long this thing going to go. And he always sent a messenger to tell you about the timeline. Matter of fact, let me pull a rabbit out of hand on that. Let's go to the 30th chapter of Micaiah. We're going to the 30th chapter of Isaiah 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to give you a case in point. I'm going to show you that it's a timeline on everything, but you got to sit in the right minute and start hearing this thing. The clock is ticking. Once you hear the word, the clock starts ticking. We're going to Isaiah. Where I want to chapter 30. Let me see. Yeah, 31, 2, and 3. No, make it 40, 1, 2, and 3. We're going to Isaiah 40, 1, 2, and 3. That's where I want to go. We're going to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1
read. What do you read?
Comfort you. Comfort you, my people, says your Yahuwah. Verse 2. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Put the word for Yah God, Judah.
So speak comfortably to Yah God, Judah.
And cry unto her.
And cry unto Yah God, Judah.
That her warfare is accomplished.
He said, listen, all the aches and pains and the problems is over with. This is a prophecy letting you know. When you get right, all of what they have did and gonna do to you is over with. Once you get right, go ahead.
That her sin is pardoned.
And your sin have been pardoned. Mm-hmm. All the sin that you've been doing, tell them that it's been pardoned.
For she has received Yahuwah's hand double for her sin.
And Yahuwah have put a double on us. Just as he put a double on us for sinning against him, he's going to put a double on you to bring you back. See, Yahuwah, remember, he chose you to take care of his business. You agreed in the 19th chapter extra to take care of his business. You agreed already. So you got a double whammy on you. That's why I kept asking you, brother, what tribe are you from? Judah. Judah got a bigger double than the other 11 tribes.
Right.
And Judah got to lead by example when you're on everything. Now, hold that point. Now, come on back again, Sister Jay, in that verse again. Now, come on back again in that 2 Chronicles 31, 5 through 6, 20 and 21.
2 Chronicles.
Now, let's hear this again.
Chapter 31, verse 5. And as soon as the commandment came aboard.
As soon as the decree came. Soon as they heard what's going on. Soon as they heard it.
The children of Israel brought in abundance.
And soon as they heard what we're supposed to do to get these blessings of Yahuwah, let's see what happened. Soon as they heard it, what did they do again?
The first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey.
Soon as they heard it, soon they heard it, soon he was told to them by the ministry exactly what Yahuwah required of them to do. Wait, hold on. We got Brett Jay back there. He's struggling big time.
Yeah.
Read verse 5 again. Brett Jay, you there? Okay.
And all the increase of the field.
So whatever field you're in, You might fly. I might be in the field of an officer of the law. Whatever field you in. Whatever field you in. Yeah, whatever field you in. Go ahead.
And the tithe of all things.
And the tithe. And what is the tithe in? A check. So they heard it, they started looking at that growth and pulled out that check. See that? They, soon they heard it, they start tithing. Read it again. Soon they heard it. Read Paul says, soon they heard it.
Okay. As soon as the...
What verse you read?
Verse 5.
Okay, verse 5.
As soon as the commandment came aboard.
As soon as they heard it.
The children of Israel.
The children of Israel.
Abundance.
Corn,
wine,
oil,
and honey.
And, all,
and of all the increase of the field.
And all the increase of the field.
And the tithes of all things.
And tithes of all things.
Brought they in abundance.
And brought in what kind of way?
Abundance.
Abundance. Abundance. They weren't pulling out that kitchen. They go, wait a minute. No. They said, look here. Let me get that in there. We understand what this man's saying. We understand that they're watching this thing. So they got it in there. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
And concerning the children of Israel.
And Judah.
So dwelt in the cities of Yahdah Judah.
You're right. So we talk about northern and southern.
What?
Uh-huh.
They also brought in the tithe of oxen.
They brought in what?
The tithe of
and sheep, and the tithes of righteous things,
which were consecrated unto the Yahweh, their Yahweh.
Uh-oh, uh-huh.
And laid them by heat.
And they laid them by heat, so they ain't going to the third heaven and do nothing different. They laid it down by heat. Huh? Remember, you had the big box outside, too? Mm-hmm. And this place here is... Boy, when you do look up the temple there, that place is so big, it can store everything. And how you notice that that land is all around the temple of Yahweh? How you notice? Do anybody ever notice that land is everywhere? Everywhere we look, you see what?
Man.
How you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you look, you see open land. Now, you think that's just something just be something. I'll just see open land. Open land everywhere you look on the back, and in a minute that will be tore down. And where next door that gonna be tore down. Everywhere you look, you see land. You think that just just a coincidence. Yeah. Hold that point. Back up, and pick it up at Habakkuk chapter. Let's talk about the school. 11:1-14. Let me show you something. Let me show you what's written. Let me show you what Yahweh is telling the seer. And the book Haggai. 1-14. Listen to this one first before we can read. Let's see what we can read.
Yeah, we're going to Haggai to see
him. Yeah, Haggai, 1-14. Let's talk about, we do the airway 6 nights a week, and we make some statements 6 nights a week. We make some statements 6 nights a week. Let's see, do Haggai have anything, if we pull it from anywhere. Now watch what Brother Titus bring it out. What Brother Titus bring it out? Haggai 1-14.
The book of Haggai.
Yes.
The seer.
Yes.
Alright, chapter 1, verse 1-14.
Mm-hmm.
In the second year, Darius, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the seer.
Oh, the word, even in captivity, came by Haggai the seer. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
The word gonna get to your care where you at. Wherever
the sons of Shealtiel, governor of Yada, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak,
okay,
the high priest, saying,
right.
Verse 2, Yahweh of hosts.
Oh, who's speaking?
Yahweh of hosts.
But they looking in the head. They looking in the head yet. So what are you trying to tell me now? They ain't saying, Yahweh ain't saying a word. But remember what he's saying in 1 verse 70, Brother Tyson. Brother Micaiah. What he said in Luke 1 verse 70. See, we tell you, look, plain thing. We say everybody in the Six Anointed Camp, get a dollar book, get everybody's telephone number, and give somebody a call, give them a word, and let them give you a word. You think we're just saying something that we ain't read, that what y'all probably gonna do once you do the right thing on small matters? And Reverend, I asked, well, where the book's at? What else? Reverend, raise your book up. I bet you 80% don't even have a book. 80% do not have a book in their head and hold a book up and show it to me. See? Go ahead and read.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 7.
Right.
Verse 7, it reads.
What do you read?
As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which had been since the world began.
So when Yahweh spoke, did he come down and do the talking?
No.
What happened? He spoke through the seer.
Hallelujah.
Is y'all reading that? He spoke through
Hallelujah.
The seer. You hear that, my brother Jay Israel? When Yahweh spoke, he spoke through who? That's how he spoke. That's how he spoke. Since the world began. Is that what we're reading? Go to Acts 3:18-21. Acts 3:18-21. See, all these old special messages that we hear people saying they're getting. When the Bible ain't gonna support like that, that ain't the way he talk. This is how he talk. He tell you how he talk. Acts 3:18-21. Brother Micaiah, you read it. Acts 3:18-21. I won't know how Yahweh talk. Okay, we can tell you how he talk right now. 3:18-21.
If you do return to Yahweh with all your mind, then put away the strange false Yahuwah and Asherah from among you, and prepare your mind unto Yahuwah, and serve him only.
And serve him when? To who?
Serve him only.
And serve him only. That means, you came in, and everything you read was, everything came out your mouth was Lord God and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you was comfortable with that. Lord God Jesus. You ain't serving Yahuwah, how the Lord God Jesus. You serving the other, both Yahuwah, how the Lord God Jesus.
And that's what I'm among you. Turn your mind to Yahuwah.
Turn your mind to Yahuwah.
And serve him only.
And serve him only.
And he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines.
And he's going to deliver you out of the hand of the 17 nations. He said he's going to deliver you once you start serving him only. Go ahead.
First four reads.
What?
Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam.
And when they heard when the decree came out, they made a move. They said, okay, what are we doing wrong here? Tell them what we got to do. And they start putting away all that wicked mind talking, all that slick talking. They stop that slick talking, making promises and not fulfilling nothing. Making promises with the mouth and ain't doing nothing but running the mouth and skinning and grinning. Go ahead.
Right. Asherah and serve Yahuwah only.
Mm-hmm.
So I read.
Right.
And Samuel said, we got all Israel to Mizpah.
Now, this is what he said. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, the leaders came before him, and Samuel told him what's going on. Then Samuel responds and say, gather all Israel. This time, it's my whole 12 tribes. Gather all to come down to Mizpah. Go ahead.
And I will pray for you. I said, Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What did he say?
He said, and I will pray for you. I said, Yahuwah.
He said, he going to do it. Oh, well, you know, I pray. Yeah, okay. That's good. But why don't you find what the Bible saying? But Jay said, you know, all I do, I pray for the six anointed camps all the time. I'm always praying for the six anointed camps of bosses up to Jewish, like I said, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read.
All right, well, let's get our first 9 to 15.
No, keep reading.
Okay. All right.
See, so let's do Bible. Let's just do Bible. Let's not just add to, let's do what we can read after it's shown to you what he's saying. And once we do Bible, what Yahuwah is going to put the blessing on us, and then you will see the next move. Once we do Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But long as we got a daughter, Yahuwah. Give me Proverbs 3:1-5. Let's see what it says. Long as we got this Proverbs 3:1-5 in our mind. Daughter of Yahuwah. Proverbs 3:1-5.
My son, forget not the first 5 books of Moses. But let your mind keep my commandments. Verse 2. For this of days and long life and peace.
And what if you do what Yahuwah said, what you got coming?
You have length of days.
Long life.
And peace.
Our mother did this way, you know, about a year, 2 months. You know what? I got my first day of what word?
Peace.
You think I hear that, mother? I don't forget nothing. You tell a Tim O'Seal guy to come out of lesson for him. See, that's what we want. We want what?
Peace.
See, you want that? Y'all probably say, okay, this is how you get this.
Yeah.
If this is what you want, I'm going to show you what's written, how you get it. I said, Brother Jay? He said, well, you know, my mind been worrying a little bit, this been happening, that been happening. I said, yeah, well, you got to keep y'all quiet. So you have to keep the peace. You got to get your Yahuwah right. Because Yahuwah said he'll do what with you? What he'll give you? So Yahuwah is the one that gives you the peace. So if you want this, Yahuwah will tell you how you get this peace that you want. You want a good relationship? Yahweh gonna tell you how you get it. He got everything written. How you get a good relationship, your requirements, the man requirement, the woman requirement, everything is written what to do. Everything is written what to do. Go ahead and read.
Let not mercy and truth forsake
you. You see that? He said, now, this is how you keep peace with you and me be involved with you. Don't do what?
Let not mercy and truth forsake you.
Don't let mercy and truth forsake you now. Huh? Go ahead.
Bind them about thy
neck. Yeah.
Write them upon the tables of your mind.
Uh-huh.
So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of
God. Wait a minute. He said you do all that with what you will have.
Favor.
It's before who?
And good understanding in the sight of God.
So he telling you now, this is how you do it. If you want your mind all that peace and all that good stuff, he's now, this is what you do in verse 4. Then he said, A, B, of B, and 111, verse 10 of Psalms. Then he said, and furthermore, he said, while you at it, put some 111, verse 10 with it. Of Psalms. What did he say, A, B, of?
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom.
The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Watch
this
now.
And good understanding.
So, if you want a good understanding, now let's see how you get a good understanding. So that's how you get a good understanding. Oh, I'm going to get a good understanding on my coffee table. No, it don't work like that. Keep reading. That's it. Come on. So his praise, so you want a good understanding of Yahweh's word? Total instruction. His praises endure for how long?
Forever.
So how you get a good understanding? You want to get your peace? Just do what the man tell you to. That's all. And look what he says in Titus 1, verse 2 there, A, B, or B. Look what he says in Titus 1, verse 2. Look, he put a comment on what he said. He's going to make it plain to you in Titus 1, verse 2.
Titus, chapter 1, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
In hope of eternal life.
And so everybody wants some eternal life, don't they?
Go
ahead. He cannot lie. Promise. Before the world begins. So he'll tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. He'll already promise before the world begins. So all we got to do is find out what he promised before the world begins and then follow what he said. He'll already lay it out. You want to get the peace in your mind? Want your relationship to be right, then find out exactly what you do. And anybody that make a vow out their mouth, if they're Yahweh, they're man. If they don't fulfill it, then Yahweh going to kick it on them. So once we understand the rules and regulations, then we in something. Now what are we holding? What are we holding? Come on back to Haggai. Come on back to Haggai. What's it on Brother Jake? What's it Brother Jake? See, Brother Jake, he gonna do right. He gonna do right. Brother Jake Israel, he gonna do right. Come on back to Titus, to Haggai. Let's see if we get Haggai in after eight.
Verse 2.
Now listen real good. And Haggai 1, verse 2.
Alright, the book of Haggai, the 10th chapter 1.
Because we clear that Yahweh ain't lying about nothing, right?
That's right.
Okay, good. So you told the rules and regulations. So all you got to do is examine yourself and see if you follow the rules and regulations. That's all. Back to Titus. Haggai, verse 1, verse 2.
Haggai, chapter 1, verse 2. Thus speaking Yahweh's own saying, this people say, the time is not yet come. The time that
that Yahshua's school should be built.
He said, the people saying it ain't time for no school, banquet hall, land, garden. He said, although everything is wide open, every direction, but he said, they saying it ain't no time for it. Huh? It ain't no time for that. What happened next?
Verse 3 reads.
Right.
Then came the word of Yahuwah that Haggai was saying.
Then, while he was sitting on the top of the bay, the word of Yahuwah came to Haggai. Haggai didn't hear nothing the people were saying. He was nowhere around when the people was murmuring, complaining, and it ain't no time to be building no school, banquet hall, ain't time for that. So then the word came to Haggai, and what happened next?
Verse 4 reads.
What?
Is it time for you, all ye that dwell in your clay houses?
You so busy trying to get your bathroom looking real good. Everything going right. Is that what you want? Correct.
Is this school?
Lies waste.
Verse 5 read.
Right.
Now therefore, just said Yahweh of hosts.
Oh, now who he brought in on the picture?
Said Yahweh of hosts.
The seal spoke by the mouth of Yahweh.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Consider your ways.
He said, consider your ways now.
Verse 6. You have so much.
He said, you have so much.
And bring in little.
But you have brought in little.
Mm-hmm. You eat. But you have not enough.
And you have not enough.
You drink. But you are not filled with drink.
And you not filled with drink.
You clothe you. But there is none warm.
And none warm.
And he sees that earn his wages.
And then you earn wages. And I work a job in a half.
Mm-hmm. Earning wages to be put into a bag with holes.
And it's just like you put money. God, so where am I my money? I'm working two jobs. And I just can't keep up with my money. My money get away from me so fast, but like somebody got a string on it or something. Put it out of my purse. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see? Go ahead.
Verse 7 reads.
What?
Just said Yahweh hosts.
This is what Yahweh got to say. Now Haggai went to the people and said, just said Yahweh concerning you.
Concerning your way.
Consider your way.
Yeah, consider your way.
Consider your way.
Verse 8.
What?
Go up to the mountain.
He said, go up to the mountain.
And bring wood. And build a school. And I will take pleasure in it.
What are Yahweh saying?
And I will take pleasure in it.
He said, if you make your move in Yahweh, what did he say he was going to do?
Take pleasure.
He said he's going to take pleasure in it.
Mm-hmm. And I will be honored. Said Yahweh. Verse 9.
Right.
You look for much.
He said, you look for much.
And lo, it came to the little.
You got all these plans on what you're going to do outside of Yahweh's business. Oh, I plan to do this. We had a brother in class say, well, you know, I plan, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going down to the parts of down south. I got a house built from scratch up. Me and my better half, we're going to retire and we're going down to down south. And we just going to be, I said, what about the ministry, brother? He said, well, no, I'm going to be going down south. I'm still going to be in the ministry. Don't worry, I'm still going to be in the ministry. So just as time for retirement, we're going to retire. The house is already built. I mean, a mansion built. Look at the picture. Look at the picture of what I'm getting ready to retire on. But look what Yahweh said that we can read. Mother, in the 12th chapter of Luke. Let me see what Yahweh said behind that. In the 12th chapter of Luke, Yahweh started talking. Now he had already planned. He said, yeah, I'm getting ready to go down south. I'm getting ready to sit on the dock of the bay.
My better half, she'll put up 40 years in on the company she going. We all going down south. We going down south. And it's a great big house we got built from scratch up. Here are the pictures of it. I see, what about Yaquan's business? Let's see what happens behind that. 16 verse 12, Mother D.F. business. Let's see what happens. We can read Luke 16, 12. Let me show y'all something. Luke 16, 12. even if you do a will. See that? What happened next?
These things which thou hast provided.
The things that you have provided?
21.
Huh?
So is he that lays up treasure for himself.
So is he or she. Mm-hmm. You're going to lay up all this treasure for yourself. Go ahead.
And is not rich towards Yahweh.
You see the man saying? So if you're not rich towards Yahweh, otherwise when you put your card in Yahweh's ATM, it's going to come back insufficient funds. Yeah, duh, man. I got some on my bank card. You put it in there and come back insufficient funds in Yahweh. I mean, really, you got money everywhere. Really. But when it comes down to Yahweh, you're going to say that's insufficient funds. If you ain't got me right, I'm going to call you in. And that what happened to one of the brothers in class. He was called in. He never got chance to put one foot or receive one long check in that mailbox. He never got to get down there. And now somebody right down there right now with size 15 shoes got his foot on the coffee table. Right now. She laid it down there, but he didn't. And he worked two jobs all of his life. And right down there right now. Right down, and them kids down there right now trying to pull a pistol on their chest and see it. Sitting up. You see what's going on. So you see, what a man telling you, you got to be rich in Yahweh. Don't let this world system have you where them bars you down, where you so busy worrying about mine and me and mine, and forget about Yahweh. He never got down there in that great big old house. But the woman got down there, and she down there right now. And them kids go out of here chair they get and be put that pistol out, because this is my daddy, earned all this right here, and some other man down and got his great big 14 shoes on my daddy's carpet table. See that? You got to be rich in Yahweh. That's what a man saying.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what a man saying. And if we ain't rich in Yahweh, and I want to read a couple verses that I'm going to just wet your beak on something. Now, Mother, give me, come back to Micah chapter 5, verse 7, 6, and 5. Now, I'm going to raise the bar on you, but I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to take care of it on the network. We're going to Micah, chapter 5, verse 7, 6, and 5. I'm going to raise the bar on you a little bit now.
Micah, chapter
5. 7, 6, and 5. And daughter Yahweh, help me. Please add that a regular book 1 through 13 or 14 waiting on me.
Okay, Micah chapter 5, verse 7, 6, 5.
Yep.
All right, Micah chapter 5, verse 7. And the remnant of Israel shall be in the midst of many people.
And that's what we have right now. We're in the midst of many people. We're everywhere.
As a dew from Yahweh.
If you ever come outside sometime early in the morning, you see dew everywhere. Everywhere you step is dew. Mm-hmm. That's how Israel is.
As the shower upon the grass.
Right.
That tarries not for man.
Right.
Nor waits for the son of man.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And they shall waste the land of Assyria with their sword.
Mm-hmm.
And the land of Nimrod and the entrance thereof.
All he's saying is one day, all he's saying is Abel 14, verse 14. All he's saying is Zechariah 14, 14. Coming right back. All he's saying is it's written in Zechariah 14, 14. That's all he's saying right here. 14, 14. That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying in 14, 14.
Zechariah chapter 14. Yahweh Judah also shall fight all Yahweh Judah's southern kingdom. And the wealth of all the heathen, the nations, gathered together, gold and silver and apparel.
He said, only said that one day up the road, Yahdah Judah will come to his senses, and everything over there in the land of Israel, in the world, Yahdah Judah, he's going to strengthen their hand. They're going to go back and get their silver and gold and bring it back to their possession. They're going to fight, and everything that's been taken away from you, you're going to have it returned back to you.
And great abundance.
And great abundance. That's what he's saying. Come on, read, mother. Verse 6. What is that?
Nimrod and the issues thereof. Thus shall he deliver us from the Syrians when he cometh into our land.
So he going to deliver us once we in order. Verse 5. Listen good in verse 5. 5:5. But this is what got to happen in 5:5.
Micah chapter 5, verse 5. And this man shall be the peace when the Assyrians shall come into our land.
I mean, and we're going to understand the rules and regulation of thus says Yahweh. That's the man.
And when he shall tread in our palace.
And go ahead.
Then shall we raise against him seven shepherds.
I mean, and we're gonna raise against him seven shepherds.
And eight principal men.
And so they're going to be eight principal men and seven shepherds. How many is eight and seven? So he said that the prophecy of 15 will 15 men, right?
Yeah.
Right, 15, what kind of men they going to be? That means leaders, right? They're going to be leaders. Now, what you holding, Brother Titus?
I'm still holding that Haggai.
We finish that up yet? Okay, finish that up real quick. Let me I'll come get on this real quick. I'm going to get out the way. Where we at in Haggai?
I'm at, right now, I'm at still at verse 9.
Okay, verse 9. Let's see what. 9 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
What it says.
Okay. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, said Yahweh, because by school, that is way. And you run every man a woman to his own house.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10 reads, therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit.
He says, since you don't want to do what I tell you to do, the thing that you think is for you, it would not be for. I'm a withhold it from you. Mm-hmm. That means I'm going to withhold what given to the nation because of your ways. Go ahead.
Verse 11. And I call for a drought upon the land.
A drought on the land.
And upon the mountains.
Yeah.
And upon the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And upon the new wine. And upon the olive oil. And upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon man, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12, there's Zerubbabel, the son of Jehiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh.
Oh, so they started seeing things was taken back from them. Then they start wanting to hear something because all they privilege they had with their money, they can't do no more. I can't go watch people on the pole no more and all that stuff. Got pockets full of money, I can't even go outside. You see what I'm saying? So now you want to hear what's going on here. I ain't never been put in the, I can't go to park no more and with my British card, what's going on around here? Everybody got masks on, so they're thinking. Go ahead.
And the words of Haggai to see you. As Yahweh had sent him.
Yes.
And the people did fear before Yahweh.
Did they fear before Yahweh?
13 reads.
Huh?
Then spake Haggai the seer, Yahweh's messenger.
Yahweh's who?
Messenger.
Oh. So any word going to come to the children of Israel, how it going to come?
You see
what the book's saying? Go ahead and read.
And Yahweh's messenger to the people.
Uh-huh.
Saying,
what did he say?
I am with you,
What Yahweh say?
I am with you.
So I'm with you.
Then Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14 reads, and Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel.
He stirred the spirit of Zerubbabel.
The son of Jethiel.
Uh-huh.
Governor of Yada.
Yes.
And the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehoshadak.
Yes.
The high priest.
Yes.
Spirit of all remnant.
And all remnant. Stir the spirit up.
Of the people.
Nah.
They came and did the work.
They came to do the work.
They came and did the work.
Go ahead.
In the school of Yahweh of hosts. They are Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
All right. That was verse 14.
So he stirred them up, and they got busy. See, when you get stirred up, you're going to get busy. See, when you get stirred up, you're going to get busy. Now, these 15 principal men, we're going to find out about these 15 principal men about something. And give me a second, Ezra 1:39-40. Now, remember, says he got to raise up 15 principal men, right?
Right.
Did we read that? Mm-hmm. Let's go to second Ezra. Now, Ezra came to hide him. Now, look what he says in 2 Ezra 1, verse 30, 38 through 40.
All right. Second book of Ezra, the seer, chapter 1, verse 39 and 40.
Make it 38.
Verse 38. Read. And thou, brother, behold, what honor, and see the people have coming from the east.
People coming from the east.
Verse 39. Unto whom I gave for leaders.
He's for leaders.
Yes. Abraham.
Make a count of daughter Yahweh. Give me a count. It's on your name. Come out. Give me a count. What did he say?
Abraham. Isaac.
And now you hear something. You hear something. One, two.
And Israel.
Three.
Isaac. Hosea.
Four.
Amos. And my Micah. Joel. And Abadiah. And Jonah. Verse 40 reads, Nahum. And Habakkuk. And Zephaniah. And Agiah. Zechariah. And Malachi.
Wait a minute. Ezra came after him. He just called 15 names, and all 15 names of them men is what? They dead. So what's going on here? 15 men, principal men. Now, let's go. Now come on, daughter Yahweh. We're going to the regular book of Ecclesiastes 1:1 down to verse 14. Listen good.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 through 14.
Watch this.
The word of...
What about Johnson? You see that, Bud Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
I hear no book turn. Keep with him, Bud Jay. Keep with me. You don't fade on. Yeah, if you got it, you wouldn't be talking. You'd be happy. 1:1. Now, listen to it now.
Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1. The words of the preacher, the teacher of the son of David.
$1 verse 4, all the way down to 14.
Verse 2. Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, the teacher. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. Verse 3. What profit have a man of all his labor which he taketh under the S-U-N? Verse 4. One generation passes away,
mm-hmm.
and another generation cometh.
Right.
But the earth abideth forever.
So ain't nobody going to blow up this earth. So keep thinking.
Right.
So ain't nobody over there, big team, and ain't nobody going to blow up the earth. The earth going to be here after you good and down in the ground. Uh-huh. Earth ain't going nowhere. One generation passed, another one's going to come. Right? Go ahead.
Verse 5. The S-U-N also arises, and the S-U-N also goeth down.
Right.
And hasteth to his place where he arose.
I mean, everybody in a hurry to take care of Yahweh's bidding. Everybody got a important thing to do. The moon got something to do. Sun got something to do. Everything got something to do. And they hasten to do
things are full of labor. Man cannot utter. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Verse 9. The thing that have been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done.
Now he said a thing, now the thing which have been, have already been. Now remember that word, make a note of that word called the thing. The thing. Go ahead.
Okay. And there is no new thing under the S-U-N.
So there ain't no new thing. Ain't no new thing about to come and look at this brand new baby, this new baby. Ain't nothing about no brand new baby. So we're gonna tell you something. Watch this now.
Is there anything whereof it may be said?
Yeah.
See, this is new.
This is new.
It have been already of old time.
That means the same old baby you'll see have already been here once before a time ago.
Which was before us.
So ain't no new baby. You ain't new. You ain't new neither. Nobody ain't new. Y'all got all the spirits in his hands in 12 verse 7. And at any point of time, he'll put that spirit back in a body. But if you don't know this Bible, that's why I say you take these biblical names, you got to understand what the responsibility of these biblical names, because the Bible is going to declare your righteousness in these biblical names. On 12:7, or Ecclesiastes, regular book, read just 12:7, regular book of Ecclesiastes.
Then shall dust return to the earth.
Yeah, the dust, you the dust, you go back to the you go back to the ground.
To the earth as it was. And the spirit shall return unto Yahweh who gave it.
And the spirit, your breath, that you would turn back to him, and he got that in his hand. So he got you of old in his hand. And he released you in his hand, and that is called reincarnation. But reincarnation, I think you got to hear the teacher from next week coming up. So he has a spirit of everybody of old in his hand. And when he sees fit, he'll put that spirit back in a person. That's why you can only recognize this person through the spirit of the Bible. See? So when you take these biblical names, there's a responsibility to have these biblical names. By taking it because responsibility, you said that you what? This guy? Do you know what this guy did? To take that name? Go ahead.
Verse 9. There is no new thing under the S-U-N.
So ain't no new thing up under the sun. Nothing new. Go ahead.
Okay. Is there anything
whereof
it may be seen?
Is anything whereof it can be said? What?
This is new. Been already.
You see that same baby? You see yourself? That same baby? You see, oh, look at that brand new baby. That baby ain't no brand new baby. That baby has been here before.
There is no remembrance of former things.
Oh, but there go the key. The remembrance of it is you do not have it. Have the keys to recognize through the page of the book. When these people are old, return again. Because it's already prophesied in the 12th chapter. Read that verse, the last verse of Titus. Read Daniel 12. Look what he told Daniel.
I'm going to Daniel 6.
Yes, see, look what he told Daniel. See, we got work to do. But until we understand the rules and regulations of this word, we're just going to be out here just baking the bump. Look what it says in the last verse of the 12th chapter of Daniel.
The last verse.
What did it say?
Daniel chapter 12, verse 13.
What did it say?
But go you your way.
Go your way, Daniel.
And to the NB.
What time are we in now? We in the last day. This is the end. Go ahead.
For you shall rest.
Rest.
And stand in your lot.
Dead in your life.
At the end of the days.
At the end of the days, Daniel is standing in his lot right now. Y'all hear the man saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel is back in the end, but you ain't gonna
that is in the spirit of Michael, in the spirit of Malachi, all these people's now is that now, in that spirit. You take that spirit and put it in one of them brand new babies. Boom. Go ahead.
All right, y'all. That was,
No, what was, who was reading? Who's still reading?
I'm still holding on.
But, daughter, y'all, don't, well, pick up what you left off at. Come on, CJ. Pick it back up at verse 9. 119.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9
reads,
the thing that have been, it is that which shall be.
Stop it there. Let me pull y'all out the fence what this thing is. Let me show you a thing that have been. I know y'all should be a little suspicious. Most is Israel. Let's read who the thing is and all he's talking about in 6:10-11. Let me just show y'all something about this thing he's talking about already been, that have been already, this thing. See, remember, Yahweh was talking parables because this word wasn't given to everybody. It was given to the Torah keepers.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is in Ecclesiastes 6:10-11. Read that, Mother of Israel.
Ecclesiastes chapter
6. Verse 10 and 11. Let's read about this thing.
Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10. That which has been is named already.
That which has been is named already.
And it is known.
It is known.
That it is man.
What?
It is man.
It is man. The thing you tell my man. Yeah. I named the man. This man of old have been there. Now this this man is back now. The thing he come on this man. Is y'all got that?
Yeah.
Y'all, see, you got to have big ears and little mouth to catch all this good stuff. You got to have the right spirit on you. The thing he come on this man. The thing have already been he come on this man. Go ahead.
Neither may he content with him that is mighty.
And man, you can't contend with this man. This man is mightier than you. This man got your whole breath in his hand. And you got your mouth going? Go ahead.
Verse 11. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity.
Yes.
What is man that the best?
That 11?
What is man the best?
Go ahead. That's 11?
Yeah.
That's all 11? What the thing is? What the thing he's talking about in verse 9? Man, come on back, Jay. So verse 9, what it say about this? What it say in verse 9?
Verse 9, the thing.
What the thing is?
Man.
So this thing is man. So now y'all teaching now.